It's a Netball Show with Fly Hawk. Always great to speak to Lindsay Keeble. Lindsay, entertaining end to the season, to say the least, isn't it?
I know. Don't we like drama? Who's going to be wonderful? Hey, that is the question.
What have you made of some of Pulse's recent results?
Oh, I've been stoked. The team have just had such a great performances. You know, we've just proven that no matter who's the combo, what's the combo that's going on, we can deliver an A-class game. And it's just great to see lots of the England girls flourishing, especially on the lead up to trials and selection and stuff. It's just great to get them out there and exposed to really high netball. So it's really, really positive.
And as a fan of the league, though, as well, I mean, it's just really nice to see that all of the teams in and around those top floor places really deserve to be there, don't they?
Yeah, I mean, not to take away from any other teams, but I think there has been quite a clear divide of the top four teams from quite early on. I know that Stars have really, really impressed lots of people, considering many people kind of wrote them off. But the other top four, like us, Loughborough, Thunder and Storm, and it's great to see Storm back in the top four again as like a local London derby. But yeah, the level of players and the incredible talent that's on the show in the top four teams is just fantastic. Yeah. Like, it's really exciting, and I can only imagine what the World Cup's going to be like.
It's just been one of those kind of seasons for Pulse, and speaking to Sam, and it's maybe more this season is the accumulation of everything that of the planning that's been going on over the years.
Yeah, I think when people always throw around that term of building a team, that's really what we've been doing for the past 3 to 4 seasons. I think we probably may have got there a bit quicker if we didn't have the year of lockdown where we actually finished off the table at that point too, after our 3 games. But yeah, I do think we've had lots of years in practice, and it's great to have some young talent that's finally had a couple of seasons under their belt. And, you know, they really are stepping up to the mark, and they look like they've been playing for years. So it's really, really exciting.
Jess is set to announce her team imminently. Ali has obviously done what she can just to book her place, really, hasn't she?
I think the whole team have. You know, I think every one of our players has stepped up to the mark and offered themselves to be chosen for England, which is amazing. Like, you know, they might as well just take everyone but Sasha, hey, you know, try and find that top player for England. So, you know, the girls have really stepped up. It's great to have Hallie back after such a horrific injury. And, you know, all the girls have done an amazing job to really put themselves forward for the selection. So, yeah, watch out. See how many we can get in from the Pulse team would be amazing.
Jade and Chelsea, and obviously you as well, when we see people like that on the starting seven, we're more than happy, and we know what kind of game we're going to expect. I'm going to throw that at you.
It's been really nice to have some more mature players on my team. You know, Chelsea and Jade are so professional, and, you know, they really lift the standards that we have at practice. And, you know, they're very forthcoming with extra sessions and organising extra things for the girls, which is brilliant. So we've really appreciated having them on the team, and they've definitely excelled at our level and how well we've done and how consistently well we've done across the season so far. You know, we're the only team to only have dropped one game. And on reflection, we just had a few mistakes leading up to that game, and we've managed to now correct them, and everything's progressing in the right direction. So, yeah, I love Chelsea. I love Jade. They're just great. And I've got everything crossed for them for this summer. And I'm hoping that I'm going to be one happy teammate when I see lots of my friends being selected. And, you know, I just can't imagine they can't not be. Do you know what I mean? Like, they've had stellar seasons. They're, like I said, they're professional. They're great. You know, the whole team is just really stepping up. And I'm just such a super fan of how well they've done. So, yeah.
Bit of a tour of the country next, isn't it? It's Sirens away and Dragons away.
Yeah, I mean, what a way to finish, hey, with a big bang. So, yeah, we've got Sirens on Saturday, and, you know, that is never a mean feat going to a team in A, their home ground, but B, after quite an extensive travel. Although, for us, you know, local girls to Stansted Airport, yeah, geez, probably a quicker day than if I was travelling to Manchester or Leeds. So I'm quite excited for a bit of glamorous, you know, flight to a game. And then obviously Dragons. Dragons always have a wonderfully host game. They do such an amazing job for any away team coming. They feel really welcomed as well as threatened at the same time. So I really respect what they do for their visiting teams. And, you know, I used to play for Dragons, so I always have a soft spot for going back to Cardiff, who gave me a massive opportunity when I was sort of 19 years old. So, you know, I do love going back to Celtic Dragons and, you know, reminiscing about all those many, many moons ago.
And then the final game at home is against Lightning. That's going to be really exciting for those that are playing, and obviously given the fact that they're up there towards the top of the table as well.
So pretty much our Lightning game against Lightning will basically decide whether we come first or second. We also have Mavericks on the last Monday leading into the finals. So it's going to be a pretty heavy week into the finals for us. Quite a dramatic crescendo of a finish of a season. So I'm hoping Sam's got a plan to keep everybody fit and healthy and ready and raring to go for playing Mavericks on the Monday. He won't be an easy game. You've got semi-finals on the Friday, and then obviously we've got the finals on Sunday. So once we've played Loughborough, we'll know whether or not we're playing, well, whoever, depending on how the end of the season goes. I think we've probably, us and Loughborough, have obviously got the hardest finish to a season as well in terms of lineup of opposition, which may be quite positive leading into the fact that you want to play quite a tougher position before you have to play the top four. So that is super helpful. But yeah, it'll be an exciting viewpoint in 3 weeks' time when we can finally get excited about hosting a semi-final, hopefully.
Excellent, Lindsay. Wish you well, and wouldn't have it any other way.
Oh, thanks, Andy. It's been a pleasure.